welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We don't usually talk about hair and certainly not overgrowth of hair, but you've chosen a poem this week that addresses the issue of hirsutism. Hirsutism defined as excess male pattern hair growth, the presence of excess terminal hair growth, usually dark and coarse hairs in androgen-dependent areas. Androgen-dependent areas, by the way, the upper lip, the chin, the mid-sternum, upper and lower back, and the buttocks in women. So it affects somewhere between 5 and 10% of women of reproductive age. It can be associated with significant emotional distress and perhaps even depression. And it also could be an indication of an underlying endocrine disorder. The most common of those would be polycystic ovary syndrome or PCOS. In some cases, hirsutism is mild and requires us only to reassure the patient and perhaps for some local cosmetic therapy. In others, though, it can cause significant distress and requires perhaps a little bit more aggressive therapy. I'm not sure that listeners will know, but there's actually a graded scale that looks at either normal or excessive hair. It's called the Ferriman-Galway score. If you Google that, you get all kinds of pictures and you can score people on their hairiness, and it can be helpful in terms of looking at the effect of therapy. Most women with hirsutism typically present with concerns surrounding excessive hair growth. Fewer of them actually report symptoms consistent with an endocrine disorder. So we tend to use our history and physical exam, perhaps appropriate laboratory testing. But once all of that is done and we've made a diagnosis, it's time to move on to treatment. You found a poem published in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism, 2018. It begins on page 1258. The question that they're trying to answer is, what are the most effective drug therapies for uncomplicated hirsutism? Mark?
Yeah, this is a network meta-analysis from Mayo Clinic, and it was methodologically generally sound, but with these network meta-analyses, there's always a risk that when you compare apples to bananas and oranges to bananas and then use that to compare apples to oranges, there are some inherent limitations and threats to the validity of these kind of comparisons. The authors did a good search. They found 43 randomized trials that evaluated a treatment for hirsutism compared with either placebo or another active treatment. 8 studies were just comparing one OCP to another, and 3 studies were just qualitative. So that left 32 for the network meta-analysis that was comparing one intervention to a different intervention. Most of the patients were younger women, median age was 25 years, and they included women with a fairly wide range of severity of hirsutism. Most trials were felt to be at high risk of bias because they didn't do things like conceal allocation, mask the participants or the outcome assessors, and there were some financial conflicts of interest as well in a number of the studies. The best evidence in these kind of meta-analyses comes from the direct comparisons, where you don't have to do this kind of transitive property thing. Metformin was compared to placebo in 9 trials, finasteride in 3 trials, flutamide in 2, and oral contraceptives, spironolactone, troglitazone, and OCP plus flutamide in 1 study each. So by far the most evidence for metformin and to some extent finasteride. The network meta-analysis concluded that there was the strongest evidence for efficacy of combination OCPs and anti-androgens and metformin. All the OCPs seem to be similarly effective. And so I think the bottom line is, and by the way, this was the basis of a guideline that was published in the same issue. So if our readers look up this article, they'll find the adjacent guideline as well. And combination oral contraceptives, they concluded, are a good treatment option for women desiring medical therapy. The accompanying practice guideline does recommend adding an anti-androgen like finasteride if there's an inadequate response to the OCP within 6 months. They recommend avoiding monotherapy with an antiandrogen and avoiding the use of insulin sensitizers such as metformin because the evidence was inconsistent. Some of the trials were positive, some negative with metformin, although it's fairly widely used. It was practice-changing for me because I often reach for metformin first. For most women, if they're eligible, OCP sounds like it might be a better option.
Yeah, no, this is a great article. While it's not a major problem in our practices, it's common enough with 5 to 10% of women of childbearing age that all of us have seen it. I just want to go back and emphasize two points. One is this: if there's adequate response or inadequate response within 6 months, I find in my practice that I often have difficulty. I see lots of people, obviously, within 6 months, and it's hard for me to remember what they were like before. And sometimes they can't see areas that might have responded or not responded. So I want to go back. I own no stock in the Ferriman-Galway score. Obviously, two experts who've come up with the score. It looks a little, for those of you who haven't seen it, it looks a little bit like the Tanner stages where you've got the pictures and you identify what stage. But I find it very useful to use that in my charting. There are different areas. I think there are 7 different areas that you pick the right amount of hair. And then you can go back and you can share it with the patient and go back and see after 6 months, have there been improvements or not. So anyways, a little tip, but I find it useful in my practice.
Yeah, that's a great tip. What was that called again?
Ferriman, Ferriman. The second name is Galway, Galley. I think if anybody Googles great. It, it's like, Tanner stage, yeah. You'll get a picture. And
how many Ferriman Galways can there be out there?
Exactly. And not a secret score or anything. Anyways, thanks, Mark. Very good article. We'll talk to you again next week.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. We'll be right back.